I'm going to open the public comment period right now for anybody who wishes to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda. We will adjourn until... Yes, please come forward, sir. I was so close.
My name is Mike Clare.
Yes, sir.
I think you know me. I come before the commission today to go on the record asking the commission if they have any standard policy and procedure regarding suspension and revocation of fishing rights and privileges in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Many watermen and women, in fact, all I spoke with, were under the impression that they had to have two violations in the same fishery within a one-year period to be brought before the commission. That, I found out firsthand, was not the case. Many of us would not plead guilty in court if this were known. The policy change was not widely publicized. It was probably put on the VMRC website, which, by the way, even for the most savvy computer people, is very difficult to navigate. Why can't all the oyster regulations, codes, statutes, all of this be put on one page so the waterman can look at one thing and it's all there? You don't have to go all over the internet to find it. Really hard to understand. I, for one, did not realize that there are statutes, codes, regulations, emergency regulations, all of which are different places on the VMRC's website. You almost have to be a lawyer to figure out all this stuff. I don't know how many of you have been on that website to see how difficult it is to navigate. Well, getting back to my original point, I called Lieutenant Colonel Rhodes and asked him about the two offense rule. He told me that it had changed and gave me a code number. He explained how each case is brought before some kind of fishery board, and they review each case and decide if it should be brought before the commission. The next step in the process is the case goes before staff. The recommendations that the staff present to the commission on the day of the hearing. The commission then hears the case and decides on the sentence. There's really no set rules of how should be put on probation, revocation, or nothing at all done. It's all left up to the discretion of individuals. From the beginning of the process, I asked who were the members of the board that decided beginning the case before the commission. The VMRC staff said they did not know. I asked the same board members, revived every case, if the board members were the same on every case. Again, I was told they didn't know. I asked about the staff in the same way. I got the same response. They couldn't tell me who the staff was. It seems to me this process can be very inconsistent and leaves a lot of questions on who decides when and who goes before the commission. The old way was absolutely clear. If you had two offenses in the same fishery in the one-year period, you would go before the commission. There was no other way around it. This new way can lead to bias and judgments that are not consistent. For example, in a July hearing you had for one offender that had his license previously revoked, has had numerous violations, is on probation currently, was found guilty of another offense, and in the process of determining sentences, it seemed to me the commission was willing to be lenient on this person, having a vote 4-4 basically to do probation or nothing. Since the vote was tied, another motion vote took place, and receiving a decision for a six-month revocation for this person. The next person came up was a case took by about an hour for you to decide. A man, while on revocation, was caught hiding and fishing crab pots, and he wasn't present, but he sent his daughter here. He, in the end, was given another two-year revocation and no fine. When the original case was heard, the offense was so grievous that the Commissioner Bull stated that the man, well, he wasn't here, but he stated the man was here. He would love to have to take his fishing privileges away forever. he couldn't do it because he had only a two-year thing. Well, what changed? When you had it last time, you could have taken the license for 5 years and given him a fine. The policy file is not clearly understood from the first step to the last. It depends on the discretion of individuals, which can lead to problems of how things are done. I don't see that any commission, board, staff, and any other entity should be able to take away a man's should be able to take away a man or a woman's way of paying their house payments, paying their bills, put food on their table to feed their family, taking away all their investments that they had for their entire life over one fishing violation or any fishing violation. This should be left up to a judge in the court of law. If the offense warrants it, the person should be put in jail. I'd like to suggest a few options that could make this process more fair and easy to understand. I'd like the commission to consider a process in which points are given for violations. The more serious the offense, the more points you accumulate. When you have so many points, your license will be revoked or suspended at this time. The DMV uses this method with licenses on driver's licenses. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources also uses this method to decide on people on licenses. It's carved in stone there. Everybody knows what's going on. The watermen know what's going on. You guys know what's going on. You don't get so many points. You do this, you get so many points. You do that, you get so many more points, you lose your privilege. This way takes away all question of bias. The second consideration possibly is have some sort of fine process in which certain offenses are finable at certain rates. Where there are more offenses, the fines go up. Like, for example, if the first offense, you can fine somebody $200 for an offense, second offense, $1,000, third offense, $2,500, or so forth. This will indeed stop violations because it hurts people in the wallet. Any who can't pay these fines will have to lose their license until they can pay it. This will eliminate costly hours spent before your commission, costly lawyer fees, and costly days of work lost by watermen. The third way, and I've heard this brought up before the commission, by the commission, is to just revocate the license pertaining to that particular fishery that ticket or whatever was given. So if you had an oyster license taken away, or you had violations in the oyster industry, take away that oyster license for that period of time. Let the person fish, crab, or whatever else he can do to make a living. That was suggested a couple times here. I've heard and it was denied. I thank you for hearing me. I hope that the commission will consider some of this stuff and the watermen can work together with the commission to resolve these problems. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions?
Mr. Clare.
Yes.
I don't have the time or the inclination to spell out all the processes that are used, that have been used. You've been through plenty of these hearings. You've seen the matrix put up there. I would ask that you get together here with Jay McCroskey, Chief of Administration and Finance,
right.
Rob O'Reilly, Chief of Fisheries, Rick Lauterman, Chief of the Marine Police. They're all standing back there right now.
Right.
They'll explain to you, and one of them will give you a copy of the matrix that will explain the egregiousness of the offenses and how those were reached as the threshold to come before the commission. Your other issues here on a demerit point system here is new. I've heard it's done in other states. But as far as fines, the Code of Virginia does not allow the commission to impose fines for an offense. The code does allow a civil penalty only for fishing commercially while revoked. So that's bringing you up to speed here on where we're at. Please see those three leaders of this agency, and they'll get you set up here with a better understanding on how this works.
Okay, thank you.
And in the meantime, we will break for lunch, and we'll return at 2:05. We'll reconvene the August 23rd meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. And before we proceed further here, I'm going to ask you all to do me a favor and please take your hats off. It's an official board. We got serious work to do here. Let's show some respect. I'm going to reopen the public comment period. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on a matter that's not on the agenda? Thank you. Public comment period is closed.